Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started.
Assalamualaikum, it's Azima from My English Matters. Today's lesson is on grammar. We're going to talk about the difference between I am not and I do not. So the reason I've chosen this topic is because I still find students making such mistakes as the following. So they'll say, I'm not understand. I'm not agree. I'm not agreed. What's wrong with these sentences? What's the correct way to say these sentences instead of I'm not understand? What should it be instead? You're right. It should be I do not understand. What about I'm not agree? Or I'm not agreed? So when you disagree, what should you say instead? You can say, I do not agree, or I don't agree. And you can also say, I disagree, which is fine too. But today's topic, I want to focus on I am not versus I do not. And I want to help you avoid this confusion by having you repeat after me and ask some questions and drill into your head the differences between these two. Okay. So let's take a look at first this sentence. I do not something. So I do not is a phrase used to negate actions or habits in English. So to negate means to deny, to say no to something, right? So I do not is more formal. If you want to sound more casual, natural, you can say I don't. So the structure is I do not plus a verb. So the verb must be in the base form. Do not add an S, do not add ing to the verb. And then after that, you can add an object to it or any extra information. I'd like for you to practice along saying, no, I do not, to the following questions. So for example, I ask you, do you play video games? You can say, no, I do not play video games. I do not play. So play is our verb. I do not play video games. Not I do not playing, I do not plays, nor is it no, I'm not play video games. All right. Question number two. Do you often listen to podcasts? You can say, no, I do not listen to podcasts often. Okay. I do not listen. Listen is our verb. Make sure it's in the base form. Not I do not listening or no, I'm not listen. Okay. Number three. Do you travel a lot for work? Right, that might be a question that you get when people want to know more about what you do. Do you travel a lot for work? You can say, no, I do not travel a lot for work. I do not travel a lot for work. Not, I do not traveling. Question number four. Do you regularly share updates on social media? So do you often share photos on your news on social media? So you can say, no, I do not regularly share updates on social media. Okay. What about this question? Do you agree with his opinion? So take a look at this. Where is our verb? Our verb is the word agree. So you should say no, I do not, plus a verb. So, no, I do not agree with his opinion. Do you smoke? You can say, no, I do not smoke, or no, I don't smoke. Question number 7, do you eat spicy food? If you want to say no, you can say, no, I do not eat spicy food, or I don't eat spicy food. So as you can see, or as you can hear if you're listening on the podcast, play, listen, travel, share, agree, smoke, and eat are all verbs. For this one, identify the verb. Do you like spicy food? If you said like, that's correct. And the answer should be, when you want to say no, you say, no, I do not like spicy food. So you should not say, no, I'm not like, or no, I do not liking. Like should be in our base form. So let me do a recap. It's I do not plus verb in the base form, plus extra information or object. Okay. So I hear a lot of students say, I do not like, or I don't enjoy. Those are good phrases that you can use, but there are actually alternative ways to say, I do not like, or I don't enjoy. And you can use, I'm not, but be careful and listen carefully. You can use, I'm not, with certain phrases, and it has to be formed correctly. It must be in the correct structure. Okay. I'm going to give you lots of examples. I would like for you to study the structure, all right? So you want to say, I don't like crowded places. Maybe you're an introvert, you're a private person. It makes you feel uncomfortable, you're stressed out. So instead of saying, I don't like crowded places, you can say, I'm not fond of, right? So it sounds like this. I'm not fond of crowded places. It makes me feel uncomfortable or stressed out. I'm not fond of. That's a really great expression that you can use. Here's another one. If you want to tell people that you don't really like watching reality TV shows, you can say, I'm not a fan of. Here's an example. I'm not a fan of reality TV shows. I'd rather watch documentaries that teach me something new. I'm not a fan of reality TV shows. I'd rather watch documentaries that teach me something new. Here's another great expression, I'm not keen on. So, for example, people might ask you, are you an early bird kind of person? Do you wake up early? And you want to say, no, I don't really like waking up early. You can say, I'm not keen on. So it's, I'm not keen on waking up early yet. I'd rather sleep in and wake up later. Okay. Now, obviously, this is not a good habit to have if your work requires you to be there in the morning on time. So I wouldn't recommend that you have this habit if you're a professional working 9 to 5, right? So you should not be sleeping in. It's not a good habit to have. Now, if somebody asks you about politics, you don't really enjoy talking about politics. So you can say, I'm not interested in. So here's an example. I'm not interested in politics. Politics make me feel overwhelmed and frustrated with all the arguing and negativity. Okay, I'm not interested in. Here are more examples, alternative ways to say I do not like or I don't enjoy. I'm not crazy about. So I'm not crazy about folding laundry. I prefer vacuuming the floors, organizing my closet, or washing dishes. I'm not crazy about, I'm not obsessed with, I don't enjoy. Here's another one. I'm not big on. So maybe you don't really follow fashion trends. you just wear what you have, you like to mix and match. So you can say, I'm not big on fashion trends. And instead, I prefer to recycle clothes that I already have and mix and match them to create new outfits. What about sports? Do you play a lot of sports? Do you watch football on television, for example? And you can say you're not into it. Well, I'm not into sports. The only thing I like that's close to sports is going for leisurely walks or hikes outdoors. The next one you can say is, I'm not really into. So instead of I'm not into, you can say I'm not really into. So I'm not really into social media, for example. I find it overwhelming and sometimes intrusive. So that's how you say I'm not to replace I do not like. But like I said earlier, you have to be careful with the phrases, with the structure, with the form. And so what you can do is just take some of the phrases that are interesting to you and practice talking about things that you do not like or you do not enjoy using I'm not phrases. There are ways that you can also express I am not, but here we can use an adjective or a noun. So the first one, I am not, and then you insert feelings. Here are examples of feelings: happy, tired, angry, sad, excited. So for example, you can say, I'm not happy with my performance at work. Basically, you don't really like your performance at work and you know you can do better. So I'm not happy with. Okay. You can also use words like looking forward to. I'm not looking forward to the dentist appointment tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to the dentist appointment tomorrow. So not looking forward to means that you have this lack of anticipation or excitement about something that's going to happen in the future. It's an alternative to I don't look forward to. So I don't look forward to the dentist appointment tomorrow. That's fine. But you can also say I'm not looking forward to. Look at these two phrases. When you say I don't look forward to, I don't, and we have our verb look, right? But here, when you say I'm not looking forward to, it should be I'm not, and then we have an ing after. All right. Now we can also say I am not something else. So I am not certain characteristics or a certain ability. So for example, I'm not a doctor. I am not a doctor. I'm a teacher. Or I'm not a morning person. I'm a night owl. I like to stay up late at night. I'm not good at something. I'm not good at maths. That's British English with an S. Or I'm not good at math. That's American English without an S. I'm not good at math. Or I'm not good at math. Now it's your turn. You can answer the following questions with no, I'm not. So no, I'm not something. Here are your questions. Question number one, are you a night owl? That means, do you stay up late? Do you prefer to be active and productive at night? So are you a night owl compared to being an early bird, for example? Are you a night owl? So you can say, no, I'm not a night owl. Question number two, are you afraid of heights? And you can say, no, I'm not afraid of heights. I'm not afraid of heights. Question number three, are you good at playing musical instruments? So I'm asking about your ability. So you can say, oh, no, I'm not good at playing musical instruments. Question number four, are you fluent in French? Are you fluent in French? You can say, no, I'm not fluent in French, but I am fluent in English. Number five, are you good at sports? That's you being asked whether you're good at playing sports. Okay, are you good at sports? good at sports. So you can answer with no, I'm not good at sports. I'm not good at sports. Number six, are you skilled at painting? You can say, no, I'm not skilled at painting. Question number seven, are you a fan of horror movies? Are you a fan of? That's a good way of asking, do you like horror movies? No, I'm not a fan of horror movies. Are you a fan of spicy food? No, I'm not a fan of spicy food. Okay. So now, do you understand the differences between I am not and I do not? Well, to answer this correctly, do not say, yes, I'm understand. Do not say, no, I'm not understand. How do you answer this question? This is what you should say instead. Yes, I understand. If you do, be honest. Or you can say, oh, no, I don't understand. So remember this. Use I am not with feelings. For example, I'm not feeling well. Or characteristics or abilities. I'm not good at sports. Or I'm not very adventurous as a person. You can use I do not with a verb. So a verb can be an action or a habit. For example, I do not agree. I don't agree. Agree is our verb. I don't understand. Understand is our verb. Or I don't smoke. I don't smoke. Smoke is a habit. So you don't do that. You can say I do not smoke. Now, if you found this grammar class helpful, then become an email subscriber to get weekly lessons, special offers, and course updates. You can go to myenglishmatters.com to learn more from us. So with that, thank you very much for joining me. Do share this video, do like this video, and I'll see you in our next class. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, then join our Members Monthly program where we hold monthly classes and speaking practice. For more info and to register, visit myenglishmatters.com/members.